How's it going?
Yeah, I told you to be
pretty interesting. Computing. No, I'm continuing in what you guys hear about 11.
Uh-huh.
The reason is that Microsoft is shedding office space in Seattle just like crazy.
Huh.
Okay, in other words, they plan some pretty major layoffs, I guess, is what they're saying.
I'm not surprised.
I read this in the Hindustani Times.
Hey.
I got something funny to show you. What happened is...
So it looks like you're all back up and running again, huh?
Yeah, no. It could have been Comcast, too. Other people had been, but boy, I was off the internet for a week. But I've always got to do Best Buy and kind of look at the ads and see what's out there. And I saw on this about Friday, oh, here they have a 50-inch monitor for $250.
Huh.
Hey, I'm going to have to try this. Well, and the reason was it was also the 2160 pixel ones.
Really?
Okay.
For $250.
$250. Take a look at that sucker. And there's the other, this is the Pi running on the other side.
Huh.
But, and what's funny about this, I got to reading all of a sudden, I saw the word Alexa. Huh? And today, I haven't read this, but it's Alexa equipped. In other words, you go up there and you can change, I want channel 13 or I want channel 4,
oh,
I want this. And it's all Alexa.
Huh.
Hey. And, how is it for a monitor? Well, you know, most of the time you're looking at a monitor and your eyes go like this. Now your head goes like this.
Yeah.
Search with it. Oh, hey, what are you hearing about 11? I noticed that, you know, you guys look like really been busy, you know.
Not a whole lot in the 11 news, actually. Other than, like Patrick mentioned, I think the last recent update, you can no longer skirt your way around the Microsoft account. They don't let you do that anymore. Other than that, there's not really been much of a major update.
Huh. Yeah. I have another.
At least that I'm aware of.
Another funny thing is that, you know, since I have all these different windows working on it, like XP and so forth,
mm-hmm.
And here's the snipping tool for 10. If you go down there and say, look, I want a new file, what happens, you get the old, even in 10, you get the XP one down here where you right-click on it,
uh-huh.
It comes up the folder. Now on 11, they take it, you don't do that anymore, it dumps it all into up in the documents section in photos. And you have to go in and rename it and all this other stuff. And also the snip on 11.
They got rid of the snipping tool, as far as I'm aware, on 11.
No, it's there.
They've rebranded it, I think.
It is Shift Windows S.
Yes.
Okay. But what happens then is it dumps it all into this up there. But you can't, when you take a snip, you can't discard it and then take another one. It takes and makes multiple copies until you have all the garbage ones that you screwed up.
Yep, and then you get to go through and figure out which one's capture one, capture two, capture three, which one you like better, and you can delete the old ones.
Oh, yeah, another interesting thing. I showed you that little RIS processor. Well, it didn't have all the stuff, so I put it, I said, I want to return it. And I got an email back. You're going to have to get a label from the supplier. And so the supplier wrote and says, hey, what's wrong? And I wrote four things down. And I sent it back to it. And all of a sudden today I got a thing, we're refunding your money.
Hey, well, at least they're doing the honorable thing and giving you your money back. It'd be nice if they said, well, we're sorry about that, we'll implement it and send you one back.
No, I would like to really get it, but I'm still looking for a risk processor, you know, and the reasonable one. Now, Lay Potato, man, that is an impressive.
That sounds like it's been doing a pretty good job.
That is impressive. And also what I'm learning about the ARM. If you have an ARM processor, this is like an A53 or something like that, it can vary from vendor to vendor.
Really? Because
what have happened, they are selling the licenses for this, but then people are adding their own stuff onto it.
Huh.
Okay, in other words, like if you get the floating point may be different between an M Logic, say.
It's kind of similar to these guys.
The what?
The GPU market does the same thing.
Oh, really?
NVIDIA comes out with the basics, and the other manufacturers do some little tweaks, but they're not allowed to do certain things, but they tweak it for their brand.
Huh, interesting. Well, I'm learning
the
ARM this
processors,
too.
It's similar.
Yeah, and also I'm learning another thing too that I think on the ARM processors, like there's the A53, but there's a whole M series that are microcontrollers.
Huh.
And these guys are going after the 8-bit microcontrollers. But there's a whole M series, and I was looking at they sell a couple of boards through Amazon. But I need to get my stuff working rather than, you know, messing around with by buying more and more of these things. But, on the 11, they're forcing you to do the updates. You can't cancel the updates. Is that correct?
Yep. Similar with Windows 10, actually, with 22H2, if you pause the updates, you know, at any point in time, if you close the computer down, it will resume those updates. And that's on 22H2.
Wow.
Which I think is the same version 11 is on.
Okay.
Windows 11, 22H2.
Yeah, no, I've gone back on my other one to 1909 now. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get all the good features of it. You can pause the updates. You get ease of use is nice. Everything is nice. But it's in on 20H2. They started messing around. 21H2.
Yep, you got 20H2.
They've even messed around more and more. 22H2, they've really messed around.
Oh, yeah, like I said, 22H2 is the first update that allowed Windows 11 to stop you from installing, especially installation of Windows 11 without a Microsoft account.
Huh.
If you unplug your Ethernet, it'll tell you to go back and connect to your signal.
You know, the only way I got out of it on the on this Lenovo 5030 is installing Linux on it and telling it to delete everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could go ahead and then reinstall 1909.
1909, yes, but with Windows 11, it will no longer let you.
Huh.
It kind of, you can still install other operating systems, but if you try and install Windows 11, you need to have a Microsoft account. As of 22H2. Not only that, we tried using an older ISO and it wouldn't even boot the ISO anymore.
Wow.
Yet Windows 11 detected it as soon as we tried to update it and it just gave you a gray screen. So you couldn't even use an old ISO of Windows 11.
Well, also I'm reading more articles about Windows 12 now.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, in the sense that this is not going well for Microsoft. You know?
No, this is very equivalent to Windows 8 and how fast they released Windows 10 shortly after, or at least Windows 8.1 shortly after Windows 8 came out. So I wouldn't be surprised in the next year or two if we have a Windows either 11.1 or 12.
Well, it's sure.
And hopefully it's significantly better than Windows 11.
Yeah, well, no, it's interesting because you guys see so much more, you know. I mean, I read lots, but, you know, you guys are in the trenches with these people bringing in their computers saying, hey, this thing doesn't work.
Like I said, with Windows 11, we haven't really seen too many people bringing their stuff. Usually they're pretty eager to get it back on 10, so they just don't bother with it.
Huh.
Because everything looks vastly different. And from personal use, I haven't had much time to play around with my new Windows 11 after the updates.
Well, we'll get back to it, but nice seeing you again. And
I said, if you've got a Windows 11 ISO, it's not going to do you much good.
I do have one.
Like I said, unfortunately, their way of making you connect to a wireless signal or Ethernet and then unplugging it no longer works because it will detect your version of your ISO. Windows 11 or Microsoft is really, really trying to make sure that you've got a Microsoft account, which I think is going to deter a lot of people and kind of.
Yeah, well, I definitely have a Microsoft account, okay? And
Well, even as an individual who has a Microsoft account, I've had one for years, I don't necessarily agree with forcing people into something that they don't need.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't sit well with me. I'd much rather just be on Linux at that point.
Yeah, but there's no point. You're not encountering any problems installing Linux over Windows 11
machine. I have not encountered any yet.
Okay, yeah. No, I'm very impressed about it.
So long as the drivers are still available for the newer stuff, I haven't had a chance to try it out on any of the 13th Gen or 7000 series AMDs.
Uh-huh.
But anything with Windows 11 out of the box has not had any issues running Linux.
Okay.
At least Linux Mint and Ubuntu are the most, the primary distribution.
No, I was going to mess with this in the other machine with the 11, my second, and I decided, no, I'm going to leave Windows 11 on it so I can try things, you know. And for a $100 computer, what the heck?
It's not too bad. It's not a bad deal. At the most, you snap it in half and go, this is a piece of garbage.
Yeah. But I would certainly feel badly for having a $1,000 Windows 11 computer or something. And
oh, yeah. Especially if you're forced into it. If you've got a laptop, if you've got a desktop, you're okay. You can always find a different distribution or different operating system to load on there.
Well, okay, well, I'm continue to follow, but I hear, I'll talk to Patrick and see if it's happening on his experience with the Chromebook. That has been a kind of a real negative one. Okay, I'm just reading. I understand Dell now has just bailed out of the Chromebook business. I just read an article, I think, yesterday.
I can't say I blame them. While it was great in theory, once you start getting close to the price of, I saw a Lenovo Flex Chromebook for $700, and I'm just like, I could buy a regular Windows PC for $700.
Yeah.
And it's the exact same machine, but without a limitation in the hardware.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great selling point for someone who doesn't know what they're doing, but once you go, well, I want to print something. How do I print? It's like, well, I don't know.
Now, this is the wilder thing I've ever seen in computing, in high tech, with these layoffs coming and
definitely something to keep an eye out for. At least figure out why they're laying people off.
Okay. See you later.
You take care.
Okay.